إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عباد الله اتقوا الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Inshallah, I intend to speak today on the topic of fear of Allah and hope in Allah. Let us try to understand what these two terms, fear and hope, mean when used in respect of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the degrees of fear? What are the degrees of hope? What are the stations of people with respect to fear? What are the stations of people with respect to hope? What is the best approach one should take with respect of fear and hope in Allah? How to balance between fear and hope? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We have left out nothing in the book, in the Quran. So the issue of fear and hope is also addressed in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy, has explained to us in the noble Quran how to call Him, how to supplicate Him, or how to make dua to Him. We have in Surah Al-A'raf, وَدْعُوهُ خَوْفًا وَطَمْعًا إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Call on Him with hope, with fear and hope. Allah's mercy is close to those who do good deeds. In this ayah, these two states of fear and hope are joined together in order that the abd, the slave of Allah, is both fearful and hopeful of Allah. And while describing the mu'minun, the believers, Allah says in Surah Al-Isra, وَيَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتَهُ وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابَهُ إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ كَانَ مَحْذُورًا. They hope for His mercy and fear His punishment. Surely, the punishment of your Lord is to be feared. Referring to the believers who get up from their beds late in the night to perform tahajjud prayers, the ayah 16 of Surah As-Sajda says, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَزَاجِعِ وَيَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَتَمَعًا. Their sides leave their beds to supplicate their Lord in fear and hope. A believer, a mu'min, leads his life between fear and hope. The thing that necessitates fear is recognizing with awe, with inspiration and reverence, the glory, the grandeur, and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one hand, and the knowledge and severity of his punishment on the other. What necessitates hope is recognizing the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the tremendous reward he has for us, insha'Allah. In Surah Al-Hijr, we have, نَبِّعْ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Tell my slaves that I am the ever-forgiving, but at the same time, وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ, and that my punishment is a painful punishment. Whoever recognizes the generosity and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hopes for him, and whoever fears his punishment fears him. And a hadith has been narrated in this sense, the meaning of which goes as follows. If the fear and the hope of the believer were to be weighed, they would be found to be equal. If the fear and the hope of a mu'min were to be weighed, they would be found to be equal, except that it is preferred that throughout one's life, fear predominates, so that it will lead us to right action. But upon and close to the time of death, it is urged that your hope predominate, that you have great hope of Allah at the time of death. According to the meaning of another hadith, let none of you die without having an excellent, good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means having high hope of the mercy of Allah and expecting the very best from Him. Allah Himself says in the Quran, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy encompasses, it extends over all things. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq is reported to have said that verily one who hopes for something, he pursues that thing. And one who fears something, he flees away, he runs away from that thing. Now, talking of this concept, we have in the Quran regarding the believers, Allah tells about their attributes, أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. The believers, the true mu'minun, they are the ones who race towards good things, and they will be the first to get them. But at the same time, in the same surah, we have, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. Those who are filled with the fear of their Lord. Now, believers who fear of being punished for doing the bad things, they even avoid things which are by most people considered very small. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. And these believers, they keep themselves away from vain things, like frivolous things, like idle gossip, senseless talk. They do not waste their time in these things, and they run away from these things. Why? Because they fear the punishment of Allah if they indulge in these things. Now, basically, there are 3 degrees of fear. The first degree is weak. The fear occurs in the heart, but it has no real effect, either in the inward or in the outward. this fear might not as well exist because it is of no benefit or use. The second degree is strong fear, which wakes up the person from his heedlessness and carries him to become obedient and upright. It drives him from his neglectfulness and makes him go on the straight path. Now the third degree of fear is the severe, overpowering fear that reaches to such a degree that the slave loses hope in Allah. Now this is not permissible. It is not permissible to allow fear to reach such a degree that a person loses hope in Allah. Don't we have in Surah Az-Zumar, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say, O my servants who transgressed against themselves, do not despair of God's mercy, for God forgives all sins. He is the forgiving, the merciful. It is commonly known that the best of affairs is the middle one, the golden mean. The best form of fear is not the weak form, which has no effect in one's inwardness or in one's outward behavior. That fear does not stop him from wrong action. So that fear is the weak fear. And one which is so strong that it makes a person lose hope in Allah. So in between, which is the best to take, is the fear which transforms one's life and makes one take up right action and give up wrong action. Now people have three stations with respect to fear. The fear of ordinary people is the fear of wrong actions and consequently the fear of punishment of such wrong actions. Wrong actions can be active or passive, which means that they can be by actively doing something which Allah has prohibited, or by not doing something, by leaving something which Allah has commanded to do. There is a hadith, a mawquf hadith. A mawquf hadith means a hadith which is narrated by a companion, but it is not ascribed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this hadith has been narrated by Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu and collected in the collections of Imam Bukhari. It says that a mu'min, a believer, he sees his wrong actions as if he were at the foot of the mountain which he fears will fall upon him. He is so afraid of his wrong actions. While the degenerate, the immoral and the corrupt person, he sees his fear as if there is a fly flying above his nose, which means that he is not bothered. He considers his wrong actions to be something very light and of no significance. So the degree of the ordinary Muslim is the fear of the wrong actions. But what about the fear of the elite, of the people who are at a higher pedestal as far as taqwa is concerned? The fear of the elite of the believers is the fear of the conclusion of their lives, of the final act of their lives, the final state they are in, the condition of the spiritual heart when they die. And we call this khatima, khatima bil khair. You will see good Muslims telling each other to pray for khatima bil khair, that the end, the last day, the time when it is to go to Allah, that is the best time. We die on iman and amal. There are many du'as, many supplications in which the salihun, the righteous people, ask for a good end to their lives. But there is another station, and that station is of the elite of the elite, the people who are at the topmost. And that is the fear from what has been written down or decreed. for that person or for any person. And for that reason, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he used to recite a dua in the following words. He used to say, Allahumma in kunta katabtani fi ahli shaqai fa amhini wa asbitni fi ahli sa'ada. Which means, O Allah, if you have decreed, if you have written down for me that I will be wretched in this life, I will be miserable and unhappy, please erase this decree of yours and write me as one who will be the blessed, who will be happy and fortunate. So may Allah make us among those who are the blessed, among those who are fortunate and happy, who lead a good life here as well as in the hereafter. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ الْكَرِيمِ وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ثم أما بعد. Talking about fear and hope, just as fear has 3 degrees, hope also has 3 degrees. The first is the hope for the mercy of Allah, along with engaging with those things which will earn the mercy of Allah, which means doing right actions and giving up disobedience. This is the praiseworthy type of hope. The second type of hope is the hope which accompanies wrong actions and disobedience. This type of hope is nothing else but delusion, self-deception. It is wishful thinking, umniya, just hoping that everything will work out right and not working hard enough for it. This is the blameworthy type of hope. The third degree of hope is a very strong one, which reaches to a degree in which one considers safe from all consequences. This is also absolutely wrong. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, أَفَ أَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Do they feel secure? Do they feel safe against God's plan? Only the losers feel secure against God's plan. Now, just as the state of fear has 3 stations, the state of hope also has 3 stations. The generality of the people hope for the reward of Allah for doing right actions and for being one of the people of Iman. The station of the elite is for the hope for the good pleasure of Allah. This is contained in a beautiful dua which has been transmitted to us. And the meaning of this dua is, O Allah, I ask you for your good pleasure and for the garden and for all those words and deeds which bring one closer to them. And I seek refuge with you from your displeasure and from the fire, and from all those words and deeds which bring one closer to them. And the degree of the elite, of the people who are at the top, is the hope of meeting Allah out of love for Him and longing for Him. We have in Surah Al-Kahf, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Say, I am only a human being like you who has received revelation. Your God is one God. So let him who hopes to meet his Lord act rightly and not associate anyone in the worship of his Lord. Now, towards the end, I just want to share with you how to balance between hope and fear. Iman, faith, is between hope and fear. A believer lives between fear and hope. The right and the approved kind of fear is that which acts as a barrier between the believer and the things that are forbidden by Allah. But if the fear is unreasonably excessive, then the possibility is that the person will fall into despair and pessimism. On the other hand, the approved state of hope is that which impels one to do good deeds. And this makes one optimistic and hopeful of being rewarded and being forgiven. It also includes making sincere repentance for sins committed and being hopeful of being forgiven. On the contrary, if one does not repent and continues to indulge in sins and excesses and is hopeful at the same time that he would be forgiven without improving or without mending his ways, then this is self-deception. It is said that fear and hope are like the two wings of a bird. If they are well balanced, the flight will be well balanced. But when either or both of the wings are deficient, the bird cannot fly properly. Scholars say that it is advisable to strengthen the wing of fear during good times. When heedlessness is feared, what happens usually is that when people are in prosperity, they tend to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fear should be predominant when there is fear of heedlessness, and that is usually when a person is in the state of prosperity. And to strengthen the wing of hope at times of adversity, at times of calamity, and when a person is near his death, the hope should be predominant. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me and you among the people of praiseworthy fear of Him and praiseworthy hope of Him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون